Hockey club CSOB Pardubice won the Czech League title on Thursday after they beat Cometa Brno 4-2 in the best-of-seven final series. Pardubice had a 3-2 stranglehold on the series ahead of Thursday's match in Brno, giving them an edge, and the visitors went ahead 1-0 early. But Cometa equalised just before the end of the first period. At the start of the second, Brno had some great opportunities but missed them all, only to see Pardubice score and win the second period 3-0. In the final 20 minutes, Pardubice scored once more, bringing the final score to 5-1 and securing them the league title. Pardubice forward Jan Kolář, who scored 4 goals and 14 points in the playoffs, described his team's tactics in the game.
We focused on defense while Brno had to push and open up the game. That gave us a chance to use their own weapon against them, solid defense and counter-attacks. Brno then lost their cool. Although they had some good opportunities, our defense did a great job.
Pardubice won the title after 2 years and have now owned it 6 times overall. The key factor behind their success has been described as a great mix of experienced veterans and upcoming young players. Pavel Hinek is Pardubice head coach.
We had some great players on the team. The young guys had a great connect with the core of the team around captain Petr Kokal and played some great hockey. They had some weaker moments as well, but what was really important was the core of the team.
Overseas in the NHL, the Philadelphia Flyers with veteran Jaromír Jágr on Sunday became the first team of the Eastern Conference to advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs after they beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-1 in Game 6, wrapping up the series 4-2. Philadelphia's Czech forward Jakub Voráček had 2 assists in the game. The opening round series was quite special for the Czech international Jaromír Jágr, who won the Stanley Cup twice with Pittsburgh, where he spent 11 seasons. But it was the Flyers who signed Jágr on his return to the NHL, and for a good reason. The 40-year-old right wing scored 7 points in the series, including a winning goal in Game 2. Moving on to football now, where the end of the season in the Czech Gambrinusliga is fast approaching, with 3 teams competing for the title. With 4 rounds to go, Slovan Liberec in first place beat Viktoria Žižkov 4-0 on Friday to keep a 4-point lead ahead of second place Sparta Prague, which fell 2-0 against Mladá Boleslav. Last season's champions Viktoria Plzeň beat Hradec Králové 1-0 on Sunday and are 5 points behind the league leaders in third place. Sparta Prague, which was the hot candidate for the title throughout much of the season, only won 4 out of 10 games in the spring. But their head coach, Martin Hašek, hopes Sparta can still win the title if they keep their faith.
We will certainly do everything to motivate our players. We just must now keep our heads up and not give up. Today's result worsened our position, but as long as there is even a theoretical chance to win the title, our duty is to do everything we can to do so.
The draw in the last 4 rounds is slightly more favorable to Sparta, as Liberec and Plzeň will clash head-on in the very last round of the league. And finally, in the sport of tennis, the Czech Republic's women team beat Italy 4-1 in the semifinals of the Fed Cup in Ostrava over the weekend and booked a spot in the competition's finals for the 2nd consecutive time. In Friday's singles, the Czech Republic's Lucia Šafářová defeated the Italian Francesca Schiavone 7-6-6-1, while Czech number 1 Petra Kvitová beat Sara Errani 6-3-6-4. On Saturday, the world's number 3 Kvitová scored the decisive 3rd point when she defeated Francesca Schiavone 6-4 and 7-6. After the win, Czech captain Petr Pála spoke to the Fed Cup website reporters.
I can't be any prouder than this. 3 out of 3 against such a good team as Italy is. I'm very proud, happy that Petra managed to win the second set, and Francesca put out great match, great fight. She was there from the beginning till the end. But But I think Petra was a little bit better, and she deserved to win. And very happy that after that she didn't play that much. She won 2 points. The important for us that we got to the finals, and we're going to play home. And that's the main thing. And if we win the cup, that's the sweetest thing.
The Czech Republic will play Serbia in the Fed Cup finals in November.